Harford, White, Fleming. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Well, we just come off the Champions Trophy for the men in the world of cricket, but don't stop. There's plenty more coming your way. The Women's Cricket World Cup is just around the corner, and the Aussies have got a massive record. Six-time winners of the World Cup for the women's and defending champions as well. And the young lady leading the charge for the Aussies this time around is the captain, Meg Lanning, who joins us on the Breakfast Club on RSN 927. Morning, Meg.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
We are very well, thank you. Now, as I said, a rich history for the Australians in this competition. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're all looking forward to the challenge. We feel like we've had a very good preparation both in Australia and since we've been over here in the UK. So, we feel like we've played enough cracky games and we're ready for the real stuff to start now.
When the Champions Trophy was on for the boys, the build-up was pretty significant. Of course, the top eight teams competed for that, as will the top eight women's teams compete for the Women's World Cup. And it was it's a trophy on offer, and there's not every tournament or every series you get that there's a significant trophy on offer. What does this mean for the girls currently in their preparations for this carnival?
Yeah, look, there's no doubt that it's a massive tournament for us and probably the pinnacle of our sport. So it's been on the radar for a while now, I guess, and the build-up's been really big. And especially since we've been over here, we've sort of noticed how big it's going to be. So we're looking forward to it. World Cups are very special to be a part of, and I feel like the group's really ready to go out there and play well.
When we last spoke to you, Meg, you could tell how mentally tired you were because you'd played so much cricket and you've been able to have a break. What did the break entail?
It was different for everyone, but the good thing was we were able to get away from cricket, I guess, and I think you're right that the mental break was very important for us, and I know a lot of the girls sort of went away on holidays and enjoyed their time with their friends and family, and we came back really refreshed. So, we feel like we're in a really good place as a squad, mentally and physically, and as ready as we can be.
Was it 4-6 weeks of not picking up a cricket bat at all? Was it less than that? What did you do to be able to then get back into it and feel that you could pick it up quite quickly again?
Yeah, look, we had a month off. I put my cricket gear in the shed, so I couldn't see it. And then we came back and had a pretty big fitness block straight up, and then for the last 4 weeks, I guess, we've really started to pick up the skills part of it. So, as I mentioned, we feel like we're physically and mentally prepared, and we feel like we've been able to get enough match practice in as well, which has been great. So, I guess you can think you're prepared, but, there's nothing like the battle, I guess, when you go into a World Cup. So hopefully that means we can perform well.
You're an amazing competitor, Meg, and you have been since you've stepped onto the scene, probably even before that through your career building up to that. When you're not competing, do you find that you're always a bit on edge, or are you able to shut down?
Oh, look, you always feel like you should be doing something, and I know a lot of the girls find it difficult to even just take a week off you're doing anything real strenuous. So, it was important that we did that, I guess, just to make sure we did refresh, because the last summer was, long and challenging, and I think it's really important that we're able to switch off and recharge the batteries, I guess. So, as I mentioned, I think, we feel like we've had a good break and we're ready to take on the rest of the world now.
Meg, are there any changes or additions to the squad for this World Cup that we should know about?
We've spent a lot of time up in Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast preparing, and, we feel like that's given us enough to get there. So, the squad's got good variety in it, and we're looking forward to putting that on show once the games come around.
Who are the ones that we should be looking out for, apart from the obvious, apart from yourself and Elise? Is there anyone that's sort of putting up their hand to say that they're ready to take the next level, to perhaps even just take the pressure off you a little bit, particularly in the batting department?
Yeah, look, I think someone who's going to a big impact for this tournament is Elise Lars. She's been around for a number of years now, and the confidence. We saw her make some nice practice match the other day, and she's just got such a great all-round game to take on pace and spin. So she sort of found a spot, I guess, in the middle order over the past year or so, and she's hitting the ball as well as us. So I think she's going to be able to impact for us a lot.
Meg, obviously, you guys are the ones to beat. Your record suggests that. Your form suggests that. But what are some of the other teams that you're perhaps a little bit more worried about than what you have in the past? Because it does feel that the gap might have closed a little bit with the improved countries.
Yeah, I think you're right. And we've had the International Women's Championship over the last 4 years where, you know, all the nations are playing a lot more cricket. And I think you've seen, some of the nations who maybe you wouldn't think about as sort of having a crack at the title would, you know, they're certainly up there now. I think South Africa are very dangerous. The West Indies are always, you know, always on their day, very capable of beating anyone. And, you know, to be honest, there's no easy games in the competition. I think that's great for women's cricket around the world, and it's going to make for a great tournament.
Meg, what about the conditions over there? We saw in the Champions Trophy, the white ball didn't move around a lot. Are you expecting to see some swing and seam over there?
We've found a little bit of swing in our training sessions, but it doesn't last for very long at all. So, you know, going to have to make sure that the bowlers are bowling well and sort of attacking the stumps as much as we can. We've seen over here with the wickets going all across the ground that, you know, once you get through the ring on the sort of the square boundaries, it really races away. So, you know, it's going to be tough for the bowlers, I guess, to make sure they're on their game. But, you know, hopefully our bowlers are in good nick and they'll be able to do that for us.
Well, we know that in the men's division, that 300 used to be a massive score. It's pretty much unders these days. Is that the same for the women's game, that the skills and the talent's gone so far through the roof that what used to be a good score is now unders?
Yeah, look, I think that mark for us is about 280.
Yep.
You know, once you sort of get to there, you feel like you've done a pretty good job. But again, you never know, and you probably feel like you need a few more. So, you know, the women's game is moving forward just like the men's game is. And, you know, it's important, you know, given that the ball's not swinging too much, that, you know, you need to get as many runs on the board as possible to give your bowlers the best chance.
Meg, how important is the variation in your attack?
Yeah, look, I think that's, you know, something we've evolved in as a team, is adding different variety to our attack. And I think our pace bowlers have really improved over the break and give us really good options. We've been able to bring in some younger bowlers as well, Amanda Wellington and Belinda Vakawira, as well as Ash Gardner. So, you know, we feel like we've got all bases covered with both pace and spin, and I think it's really important over here in these conditions that you've got that. I don't think you can rely on one or the other. So, yeah, I'm really confident with the bowling attack that we've got that we can produce every game.
Has the WBBL helped find more players and help those players find more variation over the last couple of years? And is that going to be a real advantage for you going into this tournament, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's given some younger players a real opportunity, I guess, to show their skills and put their hand up for national selection. And, you know, that's exactly what's happened with the younger players coming in. So, you know, it's on the big stage, it's under pressure, which is, you know, you want your younger players exposed to that, you know, before they come into the international stage. So I think the WBBL has been a great driver for that. And, you know, hopefully they come in really prepared.
I don't want to harp on this, but I've got to ask you the question about the almost like the war between Cricket Australia and the ACA and how much that seemed to affect the men going into the Champions Trophy. From the women going into the World Cup, how has it affected you? Has it affected the team?
Oh, look, it's certainly come up in discussions, mainly when we were back in Australia, to be honest. And, you know, since we've been over here, we haven't thought about it at all, and we're really focused on winning this World Cup and playing as well as we can. So we're leaving that to Cricket Australia and the ACA to negotiate and work through, and we're just really focused on playing good cricket and winning as many games as we can.
Now, what's the food like? Are we happy with the food and the preparation? Because these sort of things, when you're on tour, these things can affect you, Meg. I need to know that everything's under control and Cricket Australia have got you the best of the best so you can defend this title. I'm very keen for another trophy in the cabinet.
Yeah, no, we've been looked after very well so far. So, yeah, the squad's in very good condition. And, look, we're really just hanging out for the first game. It's been a long preparation, and we feel like we're ready. So, yeah, looking forward to the tournament getting started.
26th of June is that first game against the very dangerous West Indies to kick off a 7-match campaign in the preliminary rounds for the Cricket World Cup. We wish you the best of luck, Meg. We'll be certainly watching. It's on free-to-air telly back here on 9 now for Australia, the Australian games, and you can catch all the action on the internet as well for all the other games. But we're very, very keen to see another trophy in the cabinet. Good luck. No pressure, but go get them.
Thanks, Jeff. Great. Thanks very much, guys.
Meg Lanning with us, the captain of the Australian women's cricket team, the Cricket World Cup for the girls. Not too far away, a couple of days' time, in fact. And we referenced that warm-up game, Whitey and Flem, with South Africa a couple of days ago. Elise Villani, 137, if you don't mind. Elise Perry, yeah, 67. So yep. The middle order, if we can step up the middle order, because it's always been a bit of an issue. We've got Beth Mooney at the top with Bolt, and Meg Lanning comes in at three. If we can get that middle order right, a bit like the Aussie, the men's team, if we get that middle order right, things could be really good.
I think that batting lineup looks a little bit better than the men's if they get going. Elise Perry, what about her transformation as a bowler who could bat a bit to just a genuine all-rounder?
Yeah.
Genuine all-rounder. So I'm hoping the girls just score that much. It puts that much scoreboard pressure on the opposition. The West Indies, first game's going to be interesting. You know, they beat us in that T20 World Cup. But they're very good at 50-over cricket as well, the West Indian women. They've got some genuine power, some strike bowlers with the ball as well. So that might set a bit of a platform for the tournament. If we can have a dominating win or a strong performance against the West Indies girls, let's win the trophy. Mm.